load shedding, right? I don't know how many times we have spoken about load shedding in the last year, for that matter. I wonder if it is news anymore here in South Africa, but power utility Eskom does not believe that there'll be another round of load shedding, everybody crossing their fingers and their feet here, following the fire incident at the Kendal power station over the weekend. Now, Eskom announced this morning that units 2 and 3 of the power station were shut down following the damage to unit 1's generator and transformer, and apparently it will be returned to service early this week. Now, unit 1 will be returned to service only in November. I'm sure there isn't a population that knows more about these units and the generation of electricity other than the South African radio, TV, you know, listener population. But anyway, talking to us about these matters, Ted Blom, energy expert, and we speak to him. Good evening, Ted.
Hi, good evening.
Ted, tell us, you know, Eskom keeping the lights on when the fire apparently forced the shutdown of units 3 and occurred there at the Kendal power station, despite assurances. Are we supposed to believe them this time, Ted?
Okay, so let's just go back to what happened. We know that last month, unit 4 of Medupi went down, and that's about 800 megawatts. And what happened this last weekend at 4 o'clock on Saturday morning, unit 1 had an alarm. The alarm was ignored, seemingly. And by the time they got to investigating it, a fire had already broken out. Now, a transformer doesn't normally give a problem fast. It normally takes a while to fester, and then eventually it will create problems. And Eskom is on record. I've got plenty of evidence of Eskom either ignoring alarms or disabling alarms. In fact, you will remember there was a fire on the conveyor at Medupi about 2 years ago. And in that instance, the alarm system was disconnected from the panels. So this is not something new at Eskom. Now, what happened here is that either there was dissolved gases in the oil of the transformer and they needed to be filtered out and serviced, and that wasn't done. Or alternatively, there could have been an oil leakage which created an alarm to go off, and that wasn't attended too fast. Now, we're talking about megawatts, mega voltage here. The transformer between the generator and the transmission lines steps the power up to 765,000 volts. It's a massive voltage. And that's what's carried on the lines, on the long-distance transmission lines around the country. Now, you don't need much sparking to happen for something to catch fire when the voltage is so high. It can jump meters. And what then happened, because they didn't attend to the alarm, by the time they discovered there was a problem, the cabling for the Unit 2 and Unit 3 at Kendal had already started burning. So that's why Unit 2 and 3 were no longer generating electricity and had to be shut down. Now, Eskom reckons that now each one of these units is 686 megawatts. So you've got roughly 2,000 megawatts off the grid from Saturday. And on top of that, the Kendal Unit 5 is also off because of pollution control issues. There was a major transgression on the pollution at Unit 5, and Eskom was told to switch it off and pay a fine, which I think is still going through the regulatory process. They haven't paid the fine yet. So what might happen is that Eskom's hoping to replace the cabling for Unit 2 and 3, and then what they might do is they're going to steal the transformer from Unit 5 and replace that into the position of Unit 1 so as to get Unit 1 up and running again.
Ted, the Kendal Power Station, I mean, in these last few years and months, a lot of focus has been put upon Medupi and these newer power stations. But Kendal, how old is it and what's the capacity of this particular power station?
Okay, so Kendal Power Station in total generates just over 4,000 megawatts. And it was the latest of the power stations before Medupi, Kusile and Ngula. So it was, they were busy building it in the 1990s, and it was commissioned late 1990s up to 2000.
You know, the fire that we see, I mean, it's probably early days, and they will put out a report a little later on. But what are we to speculate that is this human error? Is this a lack of maintenance? How well is Kendall, looked after?
Okay, so throughout the fleet, it seems to me that the level of housekeeping, I think that's what one's got to call it, the level of housekeeping at Eskom has deteriorated tremendously, certainly over the last 20 years. Prior to that, I knew the general manager who was in charge of generation, and he was like a general in the army. He was a very strict disciplinarian, and he also managed to get the best results out of Eskom, because that's when they won that global award in New York City in 2001. From there on, I think the systems and the housekeeping has just been going downwards. I'm aware that at certain power stations, the stores doors, the stores doors where all the high-value equipment is supposed to be locked or locked behind, the doors have been stolen off. So, yes, there seems to be a general problem with housekeeping and security and maintenance at Eskom.
You know, Eskom has indicated that they will be forced to increase diesel consumption. What does this mean for the embattled power utilities' bottom line? Are they trading, you know, in keeping costs down?
Okay, so Eskom will give you different numbers because they try and cover up everything. The real cost of the diesel is about three times, at least three times more expensive than running on coal. In fact, it's about five times more expensive. And if you add on all the additional costs, it's more than 10 times more expensive than running a coal-powered station. So, yes, and that will come into the tariff, and that will, the Eskom will try and claim that back from us again, as they usually do every year. Mm. And so, yes, ultimately, we, the consumers, are going to be paying for this mess.
It's emerged that Eskom has paid, I mean, what, 130 million rather in bonuses. Do you believe the state-owned company, I mean, can afford to pay millions in bonuses whilst there are billions of rands still in the red? And still, according to many, even them, by their own admittance, they've got a workforce that's too high.
Well, absolutely. I mean, firstly, that at least in my calculation, still 20,000 people plus too many at Eskom. And then the genius of the management at Eskom were trying to tell us that the bonuses were self-funded. The bottom line is the bonuses were an expense, and it's money that could have gone towards paying down the debt, and it hasn't gone down towards paying the debt. It's gone into people's pockets. So how you can say it was self-funded, it's a load of nonsense, because the money that Eskom has to get from us, the consumer, every year is not self-funded. We cough the money.
Mm. You know, Ted, this Eskom here seems to be the nemesis of South Africa, and we could go on the whole night to talk about what needs to be done. There were many, upbeat or people were optimistic when Mr. De Reiter had now taken over, and it's been a while now since he's been in that position. Have we seen them recover or put their act together comparatively to where they were a year, two or three years ago?
Okay, so, I mean, let me just put it on the record. Their costs are still way out of line, and they're still making losses, equivalent to what they were doing before Mr. De Reiter got there. So, and that's at the tune of about 20 billion rand a year. He said he was going to eliminate load shedding within 18 months. We've had load shedding, with the worst load shedding, in fact, on the 2nd of June, when again Eskom lied to us, it was level 6 load shedding. I've got the numbers. I've got the statistics from Eskom inside information, and they only declared level 2 load shedding. So, and then on top of that, the energy availability factor, I've just downloaded the graph today. It's at its worst level in the last 20 years.
Ted Blom, thank you.
And dropping. Sorry, I must say and dropping.
Ted Blom, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Have yourself a good night.
Thank you. You too.
There's Eskom's story that, you know, they say that this Kendall power station here, we used to talk about it quite a bit, right, before Madupi and Kusile came online. I remember this must have been a couple of years back, that when, it seemed to have been one of those power stations that was regarded as a top or a better performer of all Eskom's lineup. But here you have it, power unit or unit 1 and 2 and 3 having been blown out because of a fire. They claim that it's going to be up and running, but the one that's the most damaged, where the fire actually started, only going to come online in November. And inshallah, we'll take it from there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Yes, we saw those you know, those signs during the course of the week, didn't we, that the power grid is at you know, at a shortened supply, and that happened round about the very same time that this current explosion, you know, now took place. Well, more on that as the week builds up, that how is this going to affect the power grid. We also quite concerned right here on radio. It goes off while we're on air, well, for a while before your generator and that kicks in. It is going to be some lights out or some nazam time, as we call it, before we can get the rest of the equipment up and running. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy.